With its long ears and hopping gait, the greater bilby is sometimes referred to as Australia's own version of the Easter bunny. The small burrowing marsupial once roamed widely across the country's arid centre, but Australia's Threatened Species Commissioner, Sally Box, says that's no longer the case.
So we know that bilbies were once widespread across the dry areas of Australia, and we know that their range has contracted by about 80%, and that range has contracted northwards.
She says introduced species are among the many threats that have devastated numbers.
Feral cats, feral foxes, wrongway fire, and also damage by animals like, you know, donkeys and camels and rabbits. So the bilby is under threat.
Tracking a bilby takes patience and good observation skills, as Dion Kelly from the North Tanami Rangers explains.
Just get on the field and check the landscape, see the tracks, then start tracking them, or if you see a little diggings everywhere, that means they're looking for food.
He's one of hundreds of Indigenous rangers from about 20 groups who'll be tracking bilbies from the Western Desert of the Northern Territory through to the Kimberley region of Western Australia over the next 5 weeks. The data will be collected and collated in a new bilingual app developed by the Central Land Council with funding from the federal government. Thayley Partridge, a Land Resource Information Officer at the Central Land Council, helped develop the app, which can also be used in conservation efforts for other species.
So the app allows us to collect data on animals, on their tracks, and other signs that animals leave behind in the environment. So their tracks, their burrows, their scats or their poos, any diggings that they might leave behind.
At the moment, the Tracker app is available in English and Walpri, an Indigenous language of the Northern Territory. Ranger Josephine Grant hopes it will soon be available in other languages, in part to help rangers who speak English as a second language communicate their findings, but also to help pass on knowledge to the next generation.
It'll be useful for rangers to use it in their own language, and not only that, it's just keeping your language alive as well, I think, you know. Having your language alive and teaching the children at the same time.
She says the bilby holds special meaning for some Indigenous groups.
Some of them are used as a ceremony. Some of them are used as a dreaming totem. So bilby's got a special place for Aboriginal people.
The bilby blitz will run until the end of April. Then, says Threatened Species Commissioner Sally Box, the data collected will be used to help shape future conservation efforts.
And programs like this, where we get a better understanding of local trends, a better understanding of the threats to bilbies, and a better understanding of what's happening nationally, will really help us work out what action is needed and where.